Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this beautiful day in Denver, Colorado, and I hope you're listening. If you're listening from Wyoming or Nebraska or Kansas, I know I've got a lot of listeners from Kansas and Nebraska, and did I say Nebraska? And Oklahoma and a little part of Texas. And even I have a friend who is now, she moved to Iowa, and she's now listening online. So, hi, Dottie, how are you? And so many friends, even from the Western Slope. God bless you. New Mexico.
Alabama. There are people listening from all over.
Online, yes. And this is a 50,000-watt station, and we get a lot of coverage. So I just thank God that you're listening today, and we have a lot of wonderful scripture for you. The scripture from Psalm 28, verse 7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." It reminds me of that verse in Psalm 46, verse 1. "The Lord God is my refuge and strength. He helps me in times of trouble." So even when you're in trouble, God is there to sustain you. "So the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped." My heart trusts in him. Mm. He is my trust. Oh, praise God, and I am helped. So you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being, because he loves you. And we've got an announcement to make. They have a new cover. The Spiral Power Packs are now ready to go out to you. And they are in a beautiful color, a teal. Mm-hmm. Now, for a while, teal wasn't in, but it's a really beautiful color with mm-hmm. those red, what do you call them?
Fireworks on the front.
And we do have to increase the cost of the spiral power packs to $15. You know, everything's going up these days, and that includes even the cost of the spiral, and it's clear spiral on these power packs. So we invite you. This afternoon I'm going to put them on the website, but we just got them this morning, so you are free after the show to call me, and I can even send you and give you credit if you want that. I trust you. So the spiral power packs are now done. Boy, it's been long. Since February.
Oh, that you've been out. Okay.
But I just gave him a stamp from 30 years ago mm-hmm. and just those huge, the 8.5 by 11 sheets. And he had to
just cut it all down.
That's right.
Wow. And they look beautiful.
They are.
And I know a lot of us use our phones now to access the Word of God. I am still one of those paper people. I love to have paper in my hands and to be able to flip through mm-hmm. and look mm-hmm. at the different scriptures. So if you are like me and you want that, then feel free to get online and order from freedomstreet.org.
That's right. You can order that at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. And I paid for my box, my postal box, for another year. So,
okay, you're set
it
up.
It will come to my postal box, yes, at the post office. Oh, we were talking about Isaiah 9:6 is our scripture for the week. I love that scripture. "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never never end. You may see turmoil now, friend, but his peace is there for you. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. Praise the Lord. And I have a confession by Rick Renner today. Oh, this is so good. I confess that by God's grace, he is making my present situation more and more glorious. I don't know what you're going through today. It might be something really tragic or something that you just can't seem to get out of, but it is going to become more glorious as you trust in God. Rick goes on to say, I have asked Holy Spirit to open my eyes and help me to see those parts of my life that need work to be transformed. As he shows me these areas, I will diligently pray about them and do everything I can to allow God to change me. So this present season of my life can become more fulfilling because Holy Spirit sees my willingness to go through the necessary steps in transforming my life and situation to be more conformed to his plan. I'm going from glory to glory. Hallelujah. I declare this for you, my friend. I really do. I want the best for you. And that's Rick Renner's a confession for today. Praise the Lord.
So good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to your scripture verse for the day because Isaiah, so good. The wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace. He will be bringing a new government. Mm-hmm. I love to apply this to myself.
Yes.
He's wonderful. He is my counselor. You know that I spent a good 10 years in counseling with Matthew before Matthew gave me divorce papers. And he and I can laugh about it now because we both agree that God is the best counselor.
Jesus is
the best counselor.
That's right.
And those 10 years, we learned a lot. You know, we just had to go through it. We had to walk through it. But God, he is our best counselor. He is our peace, and it really does apply. So when we have these enemies in our mind that tell us we're not good enough, that tell us that we're not worthy, that tell us that we're stupid, that tell us we'll never figure it out, whatever those enemies are that are coming against us, Jesus is bringing a new government to govern our minds.
Yes.
And we have the mind of Christ.
He has broken down, Kimberly, he's broken down every wall of division and every couple that has had an impasse in their marriage. God is restoring and renewing by his grace. And if you are listening today for the first time and you hear this other voice, this is my daughter, Kimberly Dewell, and she lives in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and she's been here all week, and I am just so grateful because you've been here all week.
It's been good. It's been good.
Yes. Just yesterday, I went into the office, and I was going to start with the notes that God had given to me for the program yesterday, and I was looking at a black monitor and a blank monitor, and I tried to do something with a keyboard. It would not work. I unplugged, and I unplugged, and I rebooted, and nothing worked. So in about an hour, I went in, and I said, Kimberly, the computer is not working. So God has given Kimberly wisdom in areas that are unexplainable. I'm so grateful. And she came out to the office, and she sat down at the keyboard, and she says, Mom, this control key is down. It should not be down. It's stuck. It's stuck down. And so I got a little screwdriver, and I lifted it up, and zoom, right away, the computer started. So we knew that it was the old keyboard that I had. So yesterday afternoon, we went looking for keyboards. I'd been at that keyboard for, how many years. And it was old. And sometimes, folks, we got to get new refrigerators, new washers, new things. They get old in this world.
And a new mind of Christ. We need a
new mind of Christ.
And I'm just going to bounce right off of that because that control button is what was stuck.
Yes.
You know where I'm going now.
Yes, I do.
Because we love to be in control. And the more we try to stay in control and we don't let this new government that the Prince of Peace wants to bring to us. I'm going to go back to Isaiah 16 verse 4 because I read it in the Message translation this morning.
It's so good.
It's so good. when all these cruelties are done with, the cruelties, you know, we are in a world of cruelty and brokenness. When it's all done with, a new government of love. Oh, there's our subject for the day. A new government of love will be established in the Venerable David tradition. Venerable means someone of great respect, especially because of age, wisdom, or character. David was greatly respected, not just by men, but by God. Friend of God. God had a special place in his heart for David. And a new government of love will be established in the David tradition. A ruler, capital R ruler, that you can depend upon will head this government. A ruler passionate for justice. A ruler quick to set things right.
Oh, that's so good.
And this is applying to us today. You let Jesus renew your mind. Let Holy Spirit have your mind. And this new ruler, you can depend on him. He will be head of the government of your mind. Mm-hmm. And he will be passionate to bring justice for you and quick to set things right.
Oh, yes. In this world, in the physical, we need rulers once in a while to set things straight. To mark things straight, if you need a straight line, you'll go get a ruler. And we've grown up with rulers since first grade. We always, you know, used rulers in school. Well, we have a ruler who sets things straight, mm-hmm. and that's our Lord Jesus.
Even if it looks terribly crooked and feels yes. really broken.
Oh, that's right.
He, you know, I think it's in Psalm 61 that says that the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Mm-hmm. The line, he can make that line just straighten right up. I
yes,
love that.
I do too.
Oh, it's and I just pray over these words that are going forth right now that they will be fresh bread to you as you're listening, that you will have a fresh drink and be refreshed today yes. from these words. Thank you, Lord, for your love that is going out across these airwaves and touching people in new ways. Bring them to you. Bring them to your love. In Jesus' name we ask. I was reading 1 Corinthians 13. I'm just going to keep reading it in every translation I can get my hands on.
That's and, good.
Yes. Today, verse 3 stood out to me. If I give my own body to be burned, but I do not have love, I've gained nothing. And we don't really see a whole lot of martyrs being burned today. That was something that happened thousands of years ago. And that we're just not in the culture that does that anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. But so I think that makes it hard to relate to this. You know, it makes it difficult to think, okay, wow, could I let myself be burned at a stake for what I believe? However, the way that I can relate is knowing that it takes as much or more courage today in this society, in this culture, to live for Christ. It takes so much courage to live for Christ and stand up for him. It takes as much as it did for those martyrs in the first century. Yes. So to live a life in relationship to those around us is no easy calling.
No.
And that's going to call on every ounce of commitment that we can tap into. Mm-hmm. We just aren't going to be able to do that without the Holy Spirit's help and staying committed to relationship. Living the love of God is the greatest challenge, and it's the highest calling to which a human being can respond to. There's a quote out of the book that I've been reading, Love is the Greatest, and it says, love is appealing, but its practice is appallingly difficult.
Mm. Yes.
Love is appealing.
Absolutely.
But practicing it is appallingly difficult. I agree with that. What does relationship look like? What does that look like? As children of God, we want to adopt his way of being in relationship. Well, how does he do it? And I think it's good for all of us to understand the grace and the mercy and the kindness of God in his love. God is not waiting for each of us to get it right, to think right, to pray right, to speak right, to do our job right, to find the right church to attend. He's not waiting for all of that in order to be in relationship with us.
Yes. I believe all I have is my life to look at. And I believe that a lot of us think that our way of doing things is the only way of doing things. And so when a person comes along, even in a marriage, for instance, and they grew up with a whole different set of rules,
yep,
whole different. And so you're trying to help make them comply to what you've grown up with, not realizing that there's a give and a take, a give and a take all the time. And you're realizing that, well, my way, I learned my way, but maybe there is a better way. Maybe there truly is a better way of
right.
doing things, of living this life with God.
And isn't that interesting that God himself knows there's a better way and yet will stay with us? He will
yes.
stay in relationship with us. When we exalt ourselves and we're in these high, lofty places of the way that we think, in those prideful places, he's with us.
Yes.
As well as in the deep and dark, broken, messy places. He's there too. He is no respecter of persons.
That's right.
Acts 10:34 tells us that God is not one to show partiality. God doesn't show favoritism with people, but treats everyone on the same basis. So his love and his way of staying in relationship is not partial. Romans 2:11 confirms that. God shows no partiality, which is undue favor or unfairness. With him, one man is not different from another,
mm-hmm.
from Romans 2:11.
Yes.
So God is in relationship with each and every one, not being partial to one over the other. So he doesn't favor you more because you're better at doing tasks and errands than I am. He doesn't favor me mm-hmm. more because I spend more time in prayer. He does not favor mm-hmm. one over another. That's kind of mind-blowing for a lot of people.
It is. This morning I was reading in Isaiah 19, and we always say, Russia's bad, U.S. is good. China is bad, U.S. is good. Mm. We don't understand that mm-hmm. there's a billion people in China, and God loves every heart there.
Everyone.
And so here in Isaiah 19, he's talking about Egypt, how Egypt used to be the powerhouse of the world,
mm.
and then they were broken. God did that. He says, on that day, more than one city in Egypt will learn to speak the Hebrew language and language of faith with their promise to follow God. Egypt!
Mm.
One of these cities will be honored with the title City of the Sun. On that day, there will be a place of worship to God in the center of Egypt and a monument to God at its border. It will show how God has helped the Egyptians. When they cry out in prayer to God because of the oppressors, he'll send them a help, a savior and champion who will keep them safe and take care of them. God will openly show himself to the Egyptians, and they'll get to know him intimately on that day. They'll worship him seriously with sacrifices and burnt offerings. They'll make vows and keep them. God will wound Egypt, then hit, and then heal. This is a discipline. This is a correction. And all of us know about correction. When I'm corrected by God, I get sweaty palms. I know that I have done something bad. So I confess my sin.
Mm.
It's a good thing to have that boundary. In verse 22 of Isaiah 19, it says, Egypt will come back to God, and God will listen to their prayers and heal them from head to toe. On that day, there will be a highway all the way from Egypt to Assyria. Assyrians will have free range in Egypt, and Egyptians in Assyria. They're mortal enemies now. And no longer rivals, they'll worship together, Egyptians and Assyrians. On that day, verse 24, Israel will take its place alongside Egypt and Assyria. And now Egypt and Assyria want to destroy Israel. Assyria is Syria. And sharing the blessing from the center, God who blessed Israel will generously bless them all. Blessed be Egypt, my people. Blessed be Assyria, work of my hands. Blessed be Israel, my heritage.
Mm.
Isn't that beautiful? The enemies
yes.
God loves.
Yes, and we might be seeing those nations in disagreement and at war with each other right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we can start praying that scripture over ourselves, that the Egypt in me will come back to intimately know him.
That's good.
That
Kimberly.
The Assyria in me will open the borders and let others come in and feel safe, be loved
mm-hmm.
in these borders. And I may not have Israel. I wasn't raised Hebrew or in the Jewish culture, but oh, I have a love. You know, may that heritage in me, God's heritage in me, be what causes a coming together, a mutual coming together.
Yes.
Because God, here he is in the Old Testament describing his heart's desire. His heart's desire is to be in relationship with all of those nations.
That's right.
All of his people. And we humans are the ones who have the choice of cutting off relationship or hindering it. We limit relationships. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. And we think that God thinks like us.
Yes.
He does not.
That's
We're
right.
human and he is not. So it's incredibly difficult for us not to be partial toward people that are more like us. You know, people try to find somebody to marry that's going to be more like them. They go on the internet and they put in everything that they like. You know, they have all these long lists and they're trying to find somebody who's like them, who will be compatible with them. But I tell you what, my marriage to Matthew and the total opposites that we have been in every area. I mean, even in the music that we like, every area. We've been total opposites. That has been the biggest blessing to both of us,
mm-hmm.
to both of us.
Yes.
I am so thankful because it has caused both of us to see the desire of God's heart to stay in relationship mm-hmm. when there's not agreement.
That's right. If a relationship, those of you who are listening, if a relationship that you wish that would come together for you, if you're a parent, your children or grandchildren or even husband and wife, if you desire for that to come together, the best thing to do is not think about the problem, the break.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to do is to come together with Holy Spirit in love and just pray love over that situation.
Yes.
Don't think in the partial way that you were just saying, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
We get so partial in our ideas of what things should be like.
Mm-hmm. And you just said to come together with Holy Spirit.
Yes.
See, sometimes we can't even come together with our husband or our wife. We
That's
can't
right.
come together, but we can with Holy Spirit. We
yes,
can come
you can.
With him.
That's right.
And yeah, and just let Holy Spirit do that work.
Mm.
You know, there could be a certain way of budgeting with our finances that we're raised or taught. And we like to budget, but when we get married, we try to be in relationship with someone who does it the total opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that leads you down to bankruptcy. That'll rock a relationship boat. That'll rock it for sure, you know? And what if you live together for years and years and years and you never manage to come into agreement on that?
Oh, wow.
That's hard.
That's very hard.
Now, can you see the picture of how great and patient and kind and loving our God is? Because
Thank
that's
you.
What he's doing in us. He's staying with us, even though we're not always coming into agreement with him. He stays with us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we can't stay in relationship unless we have his help and his love covering all of it. His love also provides during those financial rocky roads. He provides over and over again, and we can look back on that and testify to that, can't we?
Oh, yes. We were talking about that just today,
mm-hmm.
about the past, how he has absolutely filled and completed and provided in every situation.
Yes.
And every situation.
And he truly satisfies in relationships, too. If you don't have the opportunity to see your children, and if that's because of some tension in your relationships or your grandchildren or even tension with your mate, God satisfies.
Yes.
He is better to us than 1,000 grandchildren, than
yes.
1,000 children, than 1,000 husbands or wives.
Look to God.
He's...
I believe that when we... as an act of our will, forget the problem or the situation, Kimberly. It's just like I was telling Rachel, our producer, that I had gone through 4 years of college and I had decided I'm going to go home and be with my dad, and he has a realty situation, so I'm just going to help dad at the real estate office.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 months before I left California for Colorado for good, that's when your father asked me out.
Mm-hmm.
When I dropped that longing, maybe mm-hmm. a fleshly longing.
A goal.
Maybe, yeah.
An agenda.
Yeah, even a lust.
Mm-hmm.
I have got to have it. I got to have a husband. I've got to, before I leave California, I've got to. No, God provided. He truly did when I dropped what I thought was so important and yes. made him the important thing in my life.
Yes. He brought you satisfaction one way. He brought it to me another way through disagreement in a relationship, in a marriage relationship, mm-hmm. it through being separated for most of those decades. Mm-hmm. And he brings it to other people, not even including marriage in the mix. You know, the singles, sometimes I can tell you that in the decades that I've had the disagreement and it's been so difficult to figure out relationship, that I have sometimes really envied the singles.
I understand.
And
I do.
God brings satisfaction to each one of us as we release, like you're saying, we release those expectations, those goals, those agendas. Mm-hmm. And we just say, God, whatever you want, that's what I want. Wow, he comes in and he fulfills and he satisfies mm-hmm. in ways that we never would have expected.
I know.
It's divine love is so full.
Yes, it is. And I can tell you that those of you who are listening, that Kimberly and I don't interact until probably 10 or 10:30 in the morning, because she has her wonderful time of prayer and reading, as I do also. So we have our time with God first in the day. That's our primary reason for getting up, is being with him.
Mm, it is. And we just want to bless you today. If you have questions and doubts and wonderings, if you are in a place that is uncomfortable, we just bless you to invite Holy Spirit into that place. Those are invitations to let Holy Spirit do something new for you. Mm-hmm. We bless you in a place of not knowing what to do, because now there's room for the Spirit to surprise you.
Oh,
may you find courage in the midst of uncertainty and embrace all those questions that lead you deeper into love. God's love has never been dependent on your right opinions. So it's okay to not have the answers. You can just take a deep breath now and invite the Spirit of love to come and fill your vessel.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And what a wonderful place to end this wonderful week on love. I know I'm using a lot of wonderfuls, but he is wonderful, Counselor.
Yes.
Oh,
wonderful.
Amazing God. Amazing mm-hmm. God. Thank you, Kimberly, for teaching us all these wonderful things.
Yes.
And to all of you out there, for this day, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.